WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 65 million Americans are under some sort of heat warning today. The baking temperature stretching from St. Louis down through Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And then it spreads further north and east.
Washington, D.C. starts to get the worst of it on Friday, as does New York City. So we're going to feel that heat and humidity. And if you like it, you're going to get more of it, especially if you're east of the Rockies. The only place to cool down would be California.
That's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. Despite objections from the civil rights leader's family, the Trump administration has released more than 240,000 pages of records that had been under court martial and seal since 1977, court imposed seal. King's two living children urged the files be viewed within their full historical context. This week in Idaho, the man who admitted to killing four University of Idaho college students will be formally sentenced. Brian Koberger recently changed his plea to guilty in the case, expected to be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Queer young people are one of the most at-risk groups for suicide, largely due to social stigma. Data from the CDC shows that more than half of LGBTQ plus youth report having poor mental health. And now one of their main lifelines is gone. Joanne Kulatz reports.
Thursday marked the day LGBTQ plus Wisconsin youth lost access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that deeply concerning because LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's actions dangerous for LGBTQ youth.
The main 988 lifeline is still open to everyone. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Meanwhile, how many times have we said this sentence? Wisconsin is joining yet another lawsuit against actions by the Trump administration. This time, it's over funding from FEMA. The suit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated a program that worked to improve infrastructure to prepare for natural disasters. It provided grants that went to communities all over the country. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority, shutting the program down without approval from Congress. For more local news, just head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Miz takes on the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Seattle, where the Brewers rookie, Jacob Mizorowski, faces the Mariners, the crew winning last night 6-0. Brandon Woodruff went 6 innings on just 62 pitches, allowing only 2 hits in the shutout. Milwaukee now with an 11-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers sign right tackle Zach Tom to a 4-year deal worth $88 million, over $30 million in a signing bonus, the largest ever for an NFL offensive lineman. What makes Zach Tom so special?
I think he can play any position. He kind of found his home at right tackle. I think his versatility is one of the things that makes him special. I think he can play all five, and there's not a lot of guys that can do that. I would say that he's got the athleticism. I think he's a very intelligent football player, and he's played pretty consistent over the course of the last few years.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 69.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, put them together, so you know each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
not
Ann.
Talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our show Wednesday morning, we'll be dipping into the history of Wisconsin roadsides at 6:50.
And our biography continues of Michael McDonald.
Oh, you don't want to miss it.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Remember, it's only twice in 90 years that a sitting president has picked up seats for his party in the House, for example, in that first two-year cycle after he's elected. But we must do it. We must defy history and do that this time, because if the Democrats, the radical, woke, progressive, Marxist Democrats, were able to take the majority in the House of Representatives, they would impeach President Trump on the first day of that Congress.
Oh, don't threaten us with a good time, Mike Johnson.
No.
Yay! Why, speaking of a party, look, it's Kevin the Hilarious Gay from Chicago in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello.
You're over here in Jody Hamilton's petting zoo with Bonnie and Clyde.
I love the babies. They're so cute.
Welcome. How do they say it at Cheesecake Factory? Welcome to Los Angeles. Welcome to Los Angeles. Welcome. They sing to you.
Do they?
Yeah.
They still do
at
that?
The Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
Or are you thinking Chuck E. Cheese?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a hazy memory.
Those are big differences.
Anyway, welcome to the Marine-occupied territory of Los Angeles. Yeah. Hello.
I could barely get through with all of the, you know, the riots going on.
I know, it's tough.
You guys are still under siege. I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah. Listen, we're making s'mores over the same burning Waymo car that's been burning for several months. Yeah.
The one that's been burning since June.
Yeah.
I saw a Waymo and I was so freaked out by it because I'm like, am I going to get run over? And then I saw the little robot delivery thing.
Oh, this freaked me out.
Oh my God.
Those are scary. Freaked me out.
I'm moving here just for that alone.
I saw a robot just keep going into a trash can. Just go around.
They have a hard time sometimes.
Stupid robots. Yeah.
I saw one yesterday that it was stopped getting ready to cross the light, but it didn't have the walk sign yet. So it had two little eyes that were lights.
Yeah.
And then they blinked.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't need to do that.
You know
how
they live. They eat old people's medicine. That's how they stay alive.
We need robot insurance.
Thank you, Jody.
I listen to Sam Waterston all the time.
Now, Kevin, you are a homo with children. Did you bring them with you on the... Are you going to Disneyland?
They are here. So while I thank Seth, the homo of hope, for the invitation, I took that as a babysitting invite.
Like, we have more homos per square inch on the show.
I'm going to drop my kids off, and then my husband and I are going to... We're going to go out and...
Yeah.
So hope he's ready for that. Yeah, no, I brought them here.
How many kids do you have? How old?
I have two. They just turned 14 and 9. Their birthdays are in July, so we like to do our summer vacation in July.
Aww. Super fun.
And today we head down to Disneyland.
Huh. Gays and family values. Huh. Who knew?
Who would have thought?
Who knew? Okay. So what do you want to talk about? What would you, if you were calling, what would you be calling about? Epstein, I'm guessing?
Are we still talking about him?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, or? No, we've forgotten the systematic child rape that went on for 20 years and is being covered up by... this one. Mike says, Mike Johnson is complicit in Trump's Epstein cover-up. He's refusing to allow a House vote during the August recess on releasing Epstein files and flight logs. The only thing standing in the way of finding out the truth are Donald Trump and congressional Republicans. I feel like there could be a cover-up, Kevin. What do you think?
Just a little. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Just a skosh.
Yeah. A skosh? A titch, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smidge.
Smidgen.
What shows am I thinking of? They're like, whatever you do, do not look in this closet. There is nothing in there.
The Monica closet. Yeah, from Friends.
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
Yes. Yes. Right. Okay, yes. Good one.
I have a Monica closet. It's the one I came out of, but yeah, it was too full. I had to get out.
Yeah. Oh, this one, because, you know, we can't talk enough on this show about the plight of the, straight white man. Mm. Oh, it's so... this one from, Senator Football Tommy Tuberville said that radical leftists are to be blamed for Donald Trump's health.
Mm. Huh?
We caused his cankles. Covey says Trump is 79, does not eat right or exercise, is obese, but according to Tuberville, radical leftists are to blame for his...
I blame Big Macs, maybe.
Yeah. Big McDonald's.
Lots of McDonald's.
They just don't... None of them, as a party, they take responsibility for nothing, right? They just blame... There's always got to be somebody else. So we force him to eat the Big Macs and the...
But you know what, the...
Okay.
About the plight of the straight white American.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, let me cue the tiny violin again. Yes, the plight of the straight white American male.
Uh-huh. I feel like their time is coming, though. Like
soon,
it's around the corner. Yeah. They will be able to rise up.
Hang in there, guys.
Once we get their reparations for them.
Yeah. Pete in Wisconsin. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, do I still get the slide whistle?
Sure.
Even if I don't do the
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, so I think we are in rarefied air today in that Chris is both right and wrong at the same time.
It's disconcerting.
I'll make the case.
It's disconcerting.
It's a Schrodinger's Chris today. So I think he's exactly right in that the Hunter Biden thing will throw off a news cycle or two, and it gives all conservative media something to talk about. But I will contend that the MAGA movement is an ends justifies the means movement, and they are waiting for the payoff to have that I told you so moment where the Epstein list is released and it's all Democrats and the Hollywood liberals. But that is a moment that is never, ever going to come for them, and that pressure is just going to keep ratcheting up. Yeah. And then at the same time, it's also kind of getting them to think maybe for the first time in a long time, oh, my God, what did I excuse in order to get to this point? I overlooked a lot of things to get to this point in my life because I wanted to be one of the ones to say I saved the children. But when it turns out that you elected the guy who was freaking going after the children, that is going to be a hard, hard pill to swallow. So I think that you're right in the short term. But long-term, that pressure is just going to keep ratcheting up.
Yep, I hear you, Pete. By the way, have I mentioned today that Trump is a petty, vindictive little bitch? I don't know if I...
Have you said that before?
I don't think so. It's a new thought.
Okay.
I just had in my head.
Good to know.
Yeah. So, Caroline Leavitt.
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Oh,
she? Says the Wall Street Journal has been removed from the press pool covering Trump's Scotland trip.
Right.
I mean, it's okay.
So petty.
This is, right? I mean, this is the Rupert Murdoch, right? Fox News. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Speaking of being a petty, vindictive bitch, Trump reportedly shared private mortgage documents belonging to Adam Schiff, a move that may have involved unlawfully obtaining the records. And then I saw mortgage experts say, it's fine. It's all fine. There's nothing. There's no there once again.
Right?
And yet, it's just another daily... It's okay. Well, just even to use the word unlawful, everybody knows nothing will happen to him, right?
Do you know what I find hypocritical about that is
everything.
Well, yeah, there could be a news story about a Democrat, and you know we lose points, but there can be actual there and evidence for the Republicans and nothing.
Yeah. Should we review? CNN did a lengthy list of the attacks and grievances Trump has vented in order to talk about literally anything other than Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like everyone's social media is like, yeah, yeah, Washington, whatever. Also, you're on the Epstein list. Like, people are just not falling for it this time. Let's see. They said cashless bail, Adam Schiff, touted Mark Levin's book, memes of Democrats in jumpsuits, ran against the Wall Street Journal for the, the Jerome Powell thing. Multiple posts about the Washington Commanders. President Trump is completely on the defensive. CNN said President Trump is not good on the defensive.
No, he's not.
He literally is that character right from SNL. I'm not defensive. You're defensive. I mean, he's just gotten, like, older and clumsier about his obvious attempts to distract. Oh, like, for instance, I just feel like I should cover this some more. A new analysis from the nonpartisan CBO. Final version of Trump's tax law will add $3.4 trillion to the new U.S. national debt and increase by 10 million the number of people without health insurance. I mean, that's the other big thing they're trying to distract from is what they're actually doing.
Yes.
Right? What is Clyde doing? Is he digging? He's digging a
digging
hole to
in
hell.
The, in the chair.
Does that. It's getting comfy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Chris, can you wander on over here?
All right.
I like. Sorry. We don't have enough chairs for.
I'm so sorry to put you out.
No, don't apologize.
That's all right.
You're paying for this.
So, Tom Hoback, the border czar, says, he says he doesn't believe the polls. Because, of course not. Because.
Why would he?
Facts, numbers. He dismissed polling showing the administration's immigration policy deep underwater, saying he flat out didn't believe the numbers and attacking the media for pushing negative rhetoric about deportations. Yeah, that's what it is. Mm. Yeah. He was asked, 56% of those surveyed disapprove of the Trump administration deportation drive. He was asked, that's a 10-point drop from back in February, blamed by some on the in-your-face tactics by masked ICE agents, detention centers like Alligator Alcatraz. Why do you think the majority of Americans right now do not like what they're seeing? Holman said, well, first of all, that's what they always say. I just don't believe the polls. Second of all, if there's any movement in the polls at all, it's because of false stories about ICE. No, it's because of true stories about ICE. We're here. We see them every day. Here's the whole bag himself.
I'm sick and tired of reading in the media every day how ICE is not doing what the Trump administration has promised, that we're not arresting criminals, that most of the people we're arresting are not criminals. I look at the numbers every day. Mm-hmm. The numbers I looked at the other day, 130,000 arrests and 90,000 criminals.
What?
Do the math. That's 70%. And who are the others? Others are those who have final orders who had due process at great taxpayer expense. A federal judge ordered them removed, so ICE's job is to remove them.
Okay, you can do this. Many people have done the stats on how few people actually are, particularly violent criminals. One more, the clearly enunciating Tom Holman.
Secretary said it, Rodney said it. Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals.
Oh, please.
No.
Hard stop.
Oh, okay. Yes, are you enjoying all? We're a city of entirely 100% criminals, according to.
Yes.
Yeah. Who said that? I can't remember.
I think it was Stephen Miller, whose mother doesn't like him, we've deduced.
Yes. Yes. Pentagon officials will begin withdrawing these 700 active duty Marines who were sent here last night for absolutely no reason and at whatever taxpayer cost, right? Oh, although you made it here, it's like Fleet Week almost.
I did.
But with Marines.
I did. I'm actually glad that this worked out because I wanted to bring my tourist dollars to you guys.
Oh,
thank you.
Although I will say the we're staying in Hollywood and I mean, it's still like, you know, touristy area, but it's like packed with people. So,
that's
good to know.
Can I ask, Hollywood, what's your dream? Okay.
Oh my God. That's the amount of times that we have quoted that. We were driving through Beverly Hills yesterday and we annoyed our boys with so many quotes and to the point where they just got to the point where like, okay, if it doesn't make sense, they're not talking to us.
When Sexy Liberal Tour played the Pantages, we were walking on Hollywood Boulevard. My friends kept said it probably 20 times. Hollywood, what's your dream? I'm like, stop saying that. I saw the movie.
We drove past Rodeo Drive. I said, I got money to spend here. And then my sister was like, you should go to Rodeo Drive, even if it's just to buy a Tic Tac. And I'm like, they don't have a 7-Eleven on Rodeo Drive.
No, they don't.
Do you work on commission?
Rite Aid, but they're closing.
So. Do you work on commission? You just made a big mistake.
Huge.
Okay. I have to go shopping now. You're our pretty woman.
No, you're our pretty woman.
No.
Pretty Stephanie.
Hey, stop it. Okay, have
She's
I mentioned...
doing this now.
You're like that guy on Blue Sky.
Stop.
Yeah, you're like Michael. Michael from Blue Sky.
Have I mentioned that Tom Holman is a petty, vindictive little bitch? Have I mentioned that lately?
It doesn't sound familiar, no.
He said ICE will flood the zone with agents in New York City after the city council blocked federal law enforcement agencies from opening an office in the jails. He said, so sanctuary cities get exactly what they don't want, more agents in the community. I swear to God, we feel like we're under attack here by our own government, by the federal government.
You know, if sanctuary city means, like, look after your, like, you're poor and you're sick and welcome the stranger and all that, I guess I'm all for it.
That's crazy. Where did you get that
strange.
Idea? Did you actually read the Statue of Liberty?
I read John Fugelsang's book.
Yay! All right. Kevin Hilarious Gay is with us for the hour. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Knockbox.
Knock.
Go ahead, Grace. We can still hear you.
Knockbox.
Thank you. If you're... Kevin Hilarious Gay, when you're trapped, did you, I assume you left instructions for a house sitter, name a number of your, write your vet, maybe code to your alarm system, right?
Always.
Okay. Then you know what goes into a knockbox.
Knockbox.
He doesn't even need a microphone.
He does not.
It is theknockbox.com. The code is Stephanie. It's a complete system, helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans for your next of kin. It comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure that you have everything you need in there to manage your estate when you are gone. Even the bright keys to your, what do you call it, storage unit? What do you got in there? Insurance policies? I mean, come on. Knockbox helps you organize it all. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the...
Knockbox.
Of your choice. If you just go to theknockbox.com, use the code Stephanie, you get 16% off. That is theknockbox.com. Type in Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
You know those brutal summer nights, tossing, turning, flipping the pillow, trying to find that cool spot? I've been there. That's exactly why I switched to Cozy Earth Sheets. They're made from viscose from bamboo, and they're designed to naturally wick away heat and moisture, helping your body stay several degrees cooler at night. I didn't realize how much a difference that makes till I tried them. Studies show that when your body sleeps cooler, it releases more melatonin, so you fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, and wake up feeling actually rested. Plus, cooler sleep can even help you regulate your mood. Cozy Earth completely transformed my 5 to 9, that time that matters most. And with their 100-night sleep trial, you've got nothing to lose. Test them out during the hottest nights of the year, and if you don't love them, send them back. But trust me, you will not want to. Upgrade your summer. Go to CozyEarth.com, use my code Stephanie, and save up to 40% on temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. That is CozyEarth.com. Don't forget that code is Stephanie. Sleep cooler, lounge lighter, stay cozy. CozyEarth.com, the code is Stephanie.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you
music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Stephanie Miller.
Material girl, Kevin the Hilarious Gay from Chicago. We're giving him tips, the best burger. Chris says window. There's a place called window. Don't go to In-N-Out, because that lady, right?
Yeah, that lady.
She just said, oh, I'm leaving California. We can't do business. It's too hard to do business here. Right? California's too woke.
Lame.
I'm like, we made you an 11T billionaire. It really is hard for you to do business here? What a... Yeah.
Well, that's...
Now, to think I used to sing that In-N-Out song all the way back from Santa Barbara with my ex. We used to... In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger... I take it back.
We landed on Friday, and we got our rental car, and we drove here, because we went to John Wayne, and our first stop was In-N-Out, because
I wanted to... Oh, no. It's no bueno now. Too woke.
It probably took you an hour and a half in the line.
Is Shake Shack problematic, or are they okay? I don't... Easy to switch.
In-N-Out is just better. But In-N-Out, it's just
they make a really good grilled cheese.
They do.
Off menu, they make a really good grilled cheese.
I can't eat it right now, but I want to.
Seriously, people that made $11 billion with their business in California are like, it's too hard to do business here, really? Like, we made you a multi-billionaire.
Right.
Yeah. Especially that
ungrateful.
Yes.
By the way, Ron in Sacramento says Kevin is like the Paul Lynde on Hollywood Squares of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Ron.
I'll take it.
Why not?
Hi, Ron.
Mama. Yes, every time Kevin calls in, I just visualize Paul Lynde in the center square. And I'd also like to say Seth, the homo of hope, is actually the brandy of the show, because his comment in hour one about Kevin.
It's true.
So, actually, no, it's Brandy's boyfriend. Brandy is not a whore.
I have to weigh in. So my oldest sister was named after that song.
Yeah. Is she a whore?
So I feel like she's a huge whore. No. I feel like if anybody's...
She is a fine girl.
If anybody's going to be an authority on this question of whether or not Brandy is a whore, it's me, and I have to side with Chris on this.
No, no.
Huge.
How dare you. Bella,
whore.
We're throwing him out of the fort.
Giant. Well, because she was a fine girl.
He is a sailor man whore with a Brandy in every port. She would
she
be a good
was a
wife.
Fine
right,
lady.
But after all the guys would leave port, what else was she to do but whore around?
Right.
You have no evidence that Brandy
That's
whored
what
around.
I would have done.
She was working.
You know what,
Bella?
A working girl.
What
yes.
do we say? What do we say? Believe women. Okay.
Right on, sister.
Oh, you shut me down.
Clock
there.
It.
Yeah. Thank you.
Women.
Preach.
Clock it.
Batty with Riz. What?
No.
Stop that. Just stop.
Okay, this is the latest. Speaking of believing women. Trump jokes about dating a young girl in 10 years. I've seen this. This is what I mean about the media just didn't cover. Multiple unearthed videos of Trump have found their way back to the forefront of the internet discussion. Yeah, now a warning. Thank you. One showed him judging a modeling competition. That was gross. With teenage contestants in 1991. The models were as young as 14. Former contestants alleged in a 2020 report from The Guardian that some organizers, including the founder, used the competition to engage in sexual relationships with vulnerable young models. In a much more incriminating clip, Trump once joked about dating a girl when she turned older. She was speaking to a group of young girls when they walked past him. When he asked, you're going up an escalator, a child's voice could be heard saying yes, and Trump said, I'm going to be dating her in 10 years. Ugh. He said so many gross things. And then there's the other clip is him saying, oh, his, you know, whatever, his limit would be 12 years old.
Gross.
He's gross.
Yeah, exactly. 29 minutes after the hour, Kevin the Hilarious Gay is here.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation that would expand access to mental health care for farmers. The proposed bill would seek to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The program connects ag workers to mental health resources. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire more staff and address different needs among different groups and areas. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin farmer is slamming efforts underway to protect the weed killer Roundup. If a bill currently in Congress is passed, thousands of claims linking the product to cancer would be tossed out. Here's Terry Barr.
Hans Brighton Moser is speaking openly about the moves by Bayer, the owner of Roundup, to be legally protected from lawsuits filed against the company. More than 90% of the corn and soybean crops in the state are treated with a weed killer, and the Lincoln County farmer believes people have the right to hold a product accountable if there are health issues associated with it. There are more than 180,000 claims across the country, including Wisconsin, alleging Roundup caused cancer.
If you're producing a product and there's hazards with it, then you have to be able to step up and defend it. But to try and change the rules on how the referee operates so that you don't have to defend it is total BS, and we should be calling BS on that.
Brighton Moser also believes Bayer's lobbying is a part of a growing problem, the use of corporate money to influence state agriculture policy. Now, two states signed a bill this month to shield Bayer from these Roundup lawsuits. A similar bill is being discussed in six other states. We're waiting to see what Wisconsin decides to do.
The average payout from Roundup recently is about $150,000. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and getting warm and sticky today with high temperatures scraping the upper 80s and really with the humidity feeling more like the mid-90s. Winds are barely moving, too. Overnight tonight, a small chance of spotty showers, and again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Aren't
they? Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Kristen Dossler-Alfheim. We talk biennial budget, the uncertainty over Governor Evers' second run, and how progressives and Democrats move forward in unity here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
An option. It's...
President just ordered the FBI to release the full Epstein file, just get it all out there?
The president has said if the Department of Justice and the FBI want to move forward with releasing any further credible evidence, they should do so. As to why they have or have not or will, you should ask the FBI about that.
Liar!
Oh, hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Liar!
Oh, my God. Yes, load the liar cannon. I think I have a new favorite protest sign. He wasn't shot. He didn't win. He's on the list.
That's a good one.
Very straight and to the point.
Yeah. Just saying. Kevin Hilarious Gay was telling us during the break, you have MAGA family.
I do. Super sad. On my mom's side, they're from West Virginia, a bunch of Appalachian Red Hats, as I call them.
I'm sorry.
And
are they still in the cult?
So most of them, yes. My sisters, thankfully, are they see right through him. I don't know if they'll still vote for the R. I think they're still on that train, but at least they see through him.
Have I mentioned that Trump's a petty, vindictive little bitch?
No.
You know, I'm getting older, pal. I don't remember what I said.
I don't recall that.
Are you repeating yourself?
She never repeats herself.
I don't repeat myself.
She doesn't.
Have you seen that commercial? The two sisters? She's like, you've told me that 3 times already. Really? Have I? I'm like, shut up, you bitch. We're all getting older and forget things sometimes. She's like, that's exactly how it started with Mom. I'd be like, you. Okay. Sorry, where was I? It's a commercial for something. Some
home for Mom
dementia
or
disease or something. I don't know. You've told me that 3 times already. I just think the sister's a bitch. Okay, anyway.
I mean, it sounds...
We all repeat ourselves at a certain age, don't we, Jody?
I don't repeat myself.
Do you repeat yourself?
I don't repeat myself.
Okay. All right. We enjoy us, and that's the important
thing.
That's the only thing that matters.
So the Department of Justice has received a Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard's criminal referral to probe Obama-era officials for manufactured, quote, and politicized intelligence regarding the Trump-Russia probe. Mm-hmm. This is just, here we are. There is no there.
No.
Right? GOP refers Jerome Powell to the DOJ for charges. Anna Paulina Luna, which is short for?
Lunatic.
Correct. Is referring Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to the DOJ for criminal charges, accusing him of 2 specific instances of lying under. What are they talking about? The renovation of the building
Donald's on that.
Luna has also filed a House resolution calling for adding Trump's fat head to Mount Rushmore, and then she compared Hillary Clinton to herpes on a recent appearance on Fox News. So that's who that is.
She's lovely.
Yeah, she does. She seems nice. Hilarious Gay. This is going to make some heads explode. Gay Obama judge gets Trump's lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal. Ha ha.
Ooh.
Trump has been dealt an early blow in his libel lawsuits against Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal. The case was assigned to a federal judge appointed by President Obama, who was the first openly gay African-American man to serve as a top-level judge.
You said blow.
Pardon me?
You said blow.
Stop it, Jody Louise.
Like the record to point out that was Jody and not me said that.
Right.
Saucy minx.
My kids are watching. I'm kidding. I told them. I'm like, do not.
Yeah. My 14-year-old sister will listen sometimes with my mom in the car. And the first time she listened, she heard us talking about our nail lengths. And
I know, right?
She was like, I don't. Oh.
Why don't lesbians have long nails?
Yeah.
Short nails. Okay. Google it. Okay.
Don't Google it.
No.
Do not Google it.
Do not do that.
You can't be a Leslie Scissorhands. It doesn't work. Wow.
I was going to say something, but.
Okay. Just don't. No, don't speak. Nails. Don't speak. Don't speak. They just. Okay. They have no shame. Amid outrage over Epstein files, AG Pam Bondi will be featured at CPAC Summit Against Human Trafficking.
That's hilarious.
You just can't. You can't write that, can you?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So let me just... just particularly stuck in my craw, this Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know whether... Tulsi Gabbard's desperate Russia Hail Mary, knocked down by GOP's own findings. Just to review, because I think people... It's 11 billion crimes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just review? She's throwing a Hail Mary, obvious and cynical distraction, but a GOP-led Senate intelligence report from 5 years ago is more than enough to swat it down. So she's alleging who Obama, Brennan, Comey orchestrated a conspiracy to falsely claim Russian interference in the 2016 election, reveal a troubling detachment from reality, particularly in the face of exhausted bipartisan evidence to the contrary. I mean, how does she sit at a cabinet meeting next to Marco Rubio, who's the head of that, and make these charges? You literally would have to arrest him, too, wouldn't you?
You would.
You're looking at me like I'm okay.
We're giving you the Gen Z stare.
I've forgotten some of the, you know, the most damning portion focused on Paul Manafort. It's because he didn't roll on Trump. He obstructed justice, which is why he got a pardon. That's why they weren't able to prove criminal conspiracy. So he was the one that gave internal polling data to the Kalimnik, the Russian national, blah blah blah. Let's repeat that. A Republican-led Senate committee concluded that the chair of Trump's 2016 worked closely with a known Russian intelligence agent during a foreign attack on American democracy. That is not deep state propaganda. That is verified, documented, footnoted finding by Republican senators. Gabbard's accusations don't just rewrite the facts; they gaslight an entire nation. Ironically, Gabbard herself was once the subject of Russian state media praise. She echoes narratives favored by the Kremlin, namely that U.S. intelligence can't be trusted, that election interference is a hoax, and the real enemy is within. In this case, the record is clear. Russia interfered. Trump's campaign welcomed it. No amount of Fox News conspiratorial pontificating will change that.
Remember Hillary Clinton never said her name, yet she was like, don't talk to me about being
right.
a Russian
She's like, I didn't do it. And Hillary's like, that's weird.
Feeling guilty there? Guilty conscience?
Yeah, exactly. Chris, come over, please.
Okay.
I just asked the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, who is also a gay. Yes. But why? Does he ever stop smiling? Why is he so creepy?
I don't know.
He always has that creepy, eerie smile. Yeah,
he's trying to do the Gen Z stare, but he's not good.
No, he can't do it.
Anyway, it's another version of because when the black guy did it, something. I don't.
Newspapers like the Wall Street Journal are not used to a high-functioning executive president. They are used to, you know, perhaps President Biden, perhaps President Obama, who was not as economically sophisticated as President Trump.
Yes. Obama did not blow up the economy like Trump.
Have six or seven how many bankruptcies in his past?
From just the last 6 months how he bankrupted every company?
Yeah.
Like, he's literally bankrupting us, and it's not even, we're not even a half a year in. Okay, so we were talking about the ICE stuff, and, you know, we're at, like, the epicenter here in L.A., but Jody, this stuff's just really, literally, it makes me like sick to my stomach. And if this is okay in your name, I'm talking to
the
universal you, not just you. Yeah. Migrant men forced to eat like dogs with their hands shackled behind their backs. Okay, first of all, remember that coming without documented papers or what, it's a misdemeanor, like a traffic ticket.
These men, nothing.
Vast majority of them are guilty of no crimes at all.
Right.
So this is the way they're being treated at these detention centers. Staff were dismissive or abusive even when the detainees were undergoing visibly obvious medical crises. For example, a staff ignored a detained immigrant who began coughing up blood in a crowded holding cell. We're hearing reports they're not getting insulin and stuff that they need, you know, dire medical. Yeah.
Sure.
One detainee said he heard an officer order the cell's CCTV camera feed to be turned off. Another said he heard a team member slapped him while shouting, shut them up. Officers made men eat while shackled with their hands behind their backs after forcing the groups to wait hours for lunch. We had to bend over and eat off chairs with our mouths like dogs. Authorities put detainees who complained of emotional distress in solitary confinement for weeks, creating a chilling effect. I mean, this stuff just makes you sick to your heart and soul, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you have a heart, but for them, the cruelty is the point.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's that's what it is.
Right-wing hypocrites!
Republicans publicly call for even more deportations while privately advocating for home state migrants. I mean, so if you happen to know, for some reason, a Republican, you know, that Trump likes, that's your only chance.
Yep.
I mean, how is that fair? Trump administration officials insist there would be no amnesty while carrying out mass deportations, but some Republicans said that behind the scenes, they're advocating for some immigrants to say, Representative Chip Roy, who is both a putt-putt in Lubbock and also a congressman. He said he's going to bat for one immigrant he knows because he deemed him a good guy. Steve Scalise asked immigration authorities to review the detention of Iranian woman who've lived here for 47 years and is married to an American citizen. Well, you can't do immigration policy like this, where, you know, you're publicly advocating for one thing, but then, anyway, it's... I feel like this has suddenly become a very tough room for me. I feel like I'm,
hi!
It's normally only Bella that stares at me like that, with that sort of...
I'm here!
I feel like a turtle behind on my back.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
That's all that matters.
Yep, that's all that matters. Our check is in the mail.
Okay. Okay, I'm just glad people are catching up with me on how racist this alligator thing is.
Yep.
How many times... Okay, thanks everybody for coming along. An alligator lusting for human flesh is rooted in racism dating back to Jim Crow when tourists could buy postcard illustrating black children as gator bait. That's what I said to this last week. I was like, has anyone read a book? Like, this is not like a... Okay. Trump joked that the gators serve as bodyguards and cops. Wildlife biologist said they're not on our side. It's silly to think that. He was talking about alligator behavior, that they're actually scared of us. They're not, you know... Yeah. They don't normally, unless you're, I don't know, unless you've smothered yourself in A1 or something and jumped in a...
Is it? It's A1 specifically?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. There's a vintage postcard. I don't know if you've seen it online that says alligator bait Florida, showing three black children sitting on a log over the water with an alligator below. The myth has persisted for centuries, including after emancipation, when the false racist belief that alligators like the taste of black flesh proliferated in the South. It was part of the broad campaign to dehumanize, oppress, and suppress newly freed African Americans. He said alligators don't consider humans prey, often react to them with fear. He found that risky human behavior caused most alligator attacks. These behaviors include swimming in waterways. Yes, perhaps. I'm just...
You're in the alligator's
house. There may
have
been a drunken swamp swim or two by a Florida resident, I'm guessing. Walking dogs near their habitats, etc. They're usually reacting to a situation. They're not cruising around looking for victims. It's just gross, you know? Because it's also like... There is nowhere in our law that calls for death by alligator for particularly... Like a misdemeanor.
I think that falls under cruel and unusual punishment.
I think you are correct.
It does. You're our new legal expert, Hilarious Gay. Wow.
I'll take it. Although I haven't been practicing Law and Order for as many seasons as Jody.
That's true.
Jody has
much
more seasons.
Older than you are, so there's that.
Wow. Oh, by the way, speaking of seasons of things, we were talking earlier about Malcolm Jamal Warner. That is super
sad.
Cosby Show, he drowned. He was only 54. He died from accidental drowning. He was caught in a riptide, I guess, in Costa Rica. Yeah, you were, Jody, you were saying you were caught in a riptide.
Not like that, obviously. But no, when I was real little, my parents had a house in Malibu, and we were there for the summer. And I just went out to swim. I was 6-7 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
And as I was swimming, I realized I was being pulled out. And so I was taught, like Chris knows, do not fight it. Mm-hmm. Just float with it. And eventually you get back to it. And it was a good half a mile, maybe.
I'd be
the coast that I went floating.
Wow. Oh, I'd be a goner. I'm way too spazzy, right, Chris? I would.
You have to kind of swim with it, and then it'll...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's hard to do, to tell your brain.
I was six. Right, I could do it.
Well, you're always the smartest girl in the room. We asked Kevin if he wanted to come in yesterday. He's like, no, I want to meet Jody. Jody.
Although,
she's the Marsha Brady of this show.
I given the chance, I'm like, I met you guys when you were at the 60 Liberal Tour, and I'm like, I'm not missing my opportunity to meet Jody.
Well.
And, of course, I needed to meet Bella.
Of course.
Yes, it's always, it's a thrill.
Anna Ortiz is very upset, even though she did not make it in yesterday. She's very upset.
Well, I was listening yesterday, and I'm like, I think they probably would have dumped me for a bigger name.
Yeah. You were not. You were shopping for an Anna Ortiz wig, and you were going to show up.
I was going to show up. I had my makeup already done. The cutest dress.
I bet. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance. What I mean, in person, isn't it's a lot, isn't it? Just how I glow?
I'm blinded. I should have brought my sunglasses.
Uh-huh, okay. Vibrance Super C Serum, that's my... Well, it's not a secret, because I just told you. Okay. It replaces everything I used to have. The day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. It's Super C Serum. It's all in the one. It's so citrusy, and I can still smell it. It's fantastic going on. Highest quality ingredients, vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Noticeable results, healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% and free shipping. That's V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
I can be a real serious bitch if I don't get what I want.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, question, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It does my
find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Gene says, Abbott called a flood relief session that immediately started doing Trump's bidding on redistricting. You all see what's happening here. Trump wants more seats. Abbott delivers and Texas communities get left behind. This is something we really got to keep our eyes on the prize with this, pre-election, fuckery. It was particularly contentious and closely watched special session of the Texas legislature. Republicans want to withdraw they're just saying it out loud now. Trump's mm-hmm. like, yeah, five more seats. Like, they're just, the cheating is just all out in the open. Democrats at the national level say they won't sit out this fight. Good. The DNC is coordinating with the state's lawmakers to find ways to resist the Republicans' redistricting maps. Ken Martin said nothing was off the table to counter their redistricting efforts. Gavin Newsom out here, mm-hmm. I love, said he will call on his state's legislature, where Democrats have overwhelming majorities, to draw new districts as well. I think they're actively talking about redrawing lines in California, Minnesota, New Jersey, and New York, and Washington State.
That'd be huge.
Democrat, yeah. We keep saying this, Kevin, that we've got to use the same tools they do.
Absolutely.
Fight fire with fire.
Well,
absolutely.
Like what Joy Reid was saying.
Yeah.
If they're going to do it, and they're going to do it, out in the open for everybody, it's time that we stop playing by the rules, because they don't have to. They threw the rule book out, so
right.
Why shouldn't we? And I called my congressman, somebody you may know, Sean Caston.
Yay!
And I said, it's time that we fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
We
do the same thing. Like the way our governor's fighting and the way yours. I love J.B. Pritzker. Mm-hmm. I think, but I was reading more about Texas Republicans have been hesitant about redrawing the map because there's only so many new seats a party can grab before its incumbents are put at risk. There comes a point where you slice the bologna too thin, it backfires. I mean, this also could backfire on them.
Mm-hmm.
If Texas redraws them at the behest of Trump, that could lead other states to do the same. The wave of voluntary mid-decade redistricting that Trump is encouraging is unusual. And this is because the problem, like Gavin Newsom said, we tend to play fair. We give it to these, what do they call, independent commissions fair.
Nonpartisan commission is what California does.
Yeah, but not just us, other states
but
too.
Every state should be the nonpartisan committee, but they're not. So
right.
We should.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah exactly. Because they're looking at the same polling we are. This is CBS that we've been talking about, latest polling. Guess the issues he won on, right? Inflation and tariffs and, obviously prices. So 64% of Americans disapprove Trump's handling of inflation. Only 35% approve. 60% say they oppose tariffs. 62% say Trump's policies have driven food and other grocery prices higher. On immigration, 56% now disapprove of his handling. 44% approve. I mean, right, Jody? Jody's shaking her head because it's just... We're not that far after the election. You're just like, oh, my God, we tried.
We tried.
Yeah. Oh, in your T-shirt. Don't blame me. I voted for her. She said all of this.
Mm-hmm. So did the lady before her that also ran.
Is that your shirt from 2016 or from?
No, this is newer, but I could have worn it then.
You sure could have.
Now, I don't know what the price of beefcake is, but we've talked about the price of beef this morning.
Beefcake is also up.
Yeah. Yeah, this one, say, it's retailing for $9.26 a pound. According to this story, steak and ground beef prices up 12.4% and 10.3% respectively.
Wow.
They're saying beef is way more complicated than eggs in terms of trying to, because it's talking about drought, shrinking herds, the rise of imported beef. They're saying beef is experiencing the most challenging market conditions we've ever seen. So you can't afford to go get a burger anyway, so don't worry about Chris's
I
recommendation. Just, yeah.
Well, poor Chris, though, who relies on so much protein.
Well,
I get by on carbs alone.
Kevin Hillary's gay. What do you have some final parting thoughts for us?
I'm thankful that you had me. Thank you for welcoming me into your home. I was worried that I wasn't going to find the place, but I knew right when I saw the not one but two giant yachts in your driveway.
Yes, that's the house.
It helps.
We love you, Kevin Hillary is gay. Everybody say goodbye in 3, 2, 1. Goodbye, Kevin.
Goodbye.
Fly safe back to Chicago.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jordan Leon and Amy Mazzariello, owners of the Lion's Mouth Bookstore in Green Bay. Then Green Bay comedian Kristen Lighty joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. 3 stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fet Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dane and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. According to a spokesman for the House Oversight Committee, Chairman James Comer says he plans to subpoena longtime Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell as expeditiously as possible. Earlier today, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said he hoped to meet with Maxwell soon in prison. ABC's Catherine Falders with more.
We expect this visit to happen in the coming days. She is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence in a federal correction institute in Tallahassee, Florida. So we would expect that the Deputy Attorney General would travel down there to meet with her. I would assume that her lawyer obviously will also be present for that meeting. And the Deputy Attorney General also released a statement saying that they're going to figure out what she has to say and what she wants to tell them.
The UN says humanitarian aid in Gaza is so scarce that people are collapsing on the streets from hunger. Mixed profit reports from both Coca-Cola and GM. Wall Street holding steady at its near record highs. This is ABC News.